How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is November 15th, 2021, and welcome once again. Welcome. You guys showed up. I showed up. It's a little bit later than usual for me when I record these, but I'm glad that I'm here. Took some time today with the family just to sit back and relax. Time this weekend also to sit back and relax and just really enjoy time with my family, enjoy time by myself. These are things that are important to me and things that I value. And those things that we value, we make sure that we put time and effort into participating in those things. So rest is good. Rest is good. Now, I was reflecting as I was thinking about what I should share today, and I started scrolling back through some of the episodes that have been released over the years, right? And I was looking back at November 2 years ago, 2019, and here we are, November 2021. So I was just scrolling back through, just reflecting a little bit, right? And I came across one of the titles, Teach What You Want to See. And you guys have often heard me say that quite a bit, to teach what you want to see. And I was, as I was reflecting on that, teaching what I want to see, it made me think about the relationship that I have with my kids, but also the relationship that I have with their teachers. And so we've been having a little bit of a struggle with my son in his classroom from time to time when he doesn't feel as though he can accomplish whatever they might be asking him to do, right? So if it's a little bit more challenging, then he tends to get a little bit frustrated. And then that requires for him to have reminders or for him to take brain breaks, for all the different strategies and techniques that they use in the classroom. And as I was thinking about that, it's like, okay, when things happen, we get a message from a teacher, we might get a text message or a reminder or whatever the app that they use, right? Just to let us know what's happening, what's going on with him. And I immediately, or my wife will immediately, get back in touch just to let them know that we're on top of it. And because it's important for us to be active in the educational experience that our kids are having. Not just my son, but also my daughter, right? And so we see a message, we respond, teacher responds back, we respond back. So there's correspondence, there's dialogue. I actually had the opportunity to meet with them a couple weeks ago in the parent-teacher conference, and in that experience or in that interaction with her, we were meeting for the first time face-to-face during this pandemic time period that we're all living in. And we got to hear from her, his teacher, and the other teacher that they swap rooms, or he swaps their rooms, right? But they were talking about all the different strategies that we've put in place for our children. And these are some of the strategies that we started with them when they were little, right? So there was a time where, you know, we taught them about belly breathing. If you go Google Elmo and belly breathe, you'll see a whole song about that, right? And we used to play that song to our kids when they were younger, mostly with my son, but also with my daughter as well, but primarily with him. And we started showing her different things as she got older. But so we taught him how to belly breathe at a young age. Now, often when things begin to happen with our kids at the house, like we'll tell them to go reset, or we'll tell them to go take some breaths or something like that, and they'll pitch a fit and go off to their rooms or what have you. But often when we ask them to belly breathe or to reset, they get more frustrated, right? And it's like, well, why can't they just just do it on their own. And obviously we know that they're kids, that they're young, that they're still learning, they're still growing, they're still gaining understanding of who they are and learning how to respond to certain figures that they might be experiencing in their lives, just as us as adults. We don't always do things well or the way that we know that we should, right? And so our kids have those same moments. But as we were having this conversation with his teacher, and even in some of the interactions, I was able to recognize from what she was saying that she sees the work that we're doing as parents in the way that my child responds, in the way he's able to advocate for what he needs and to ask him for a break when he needs to take a break or whatever it might be, right? And so as a father, that really warms my heart, like to know that we've been putting in the hard work, and even though we may not always see it with our kids at home, we at least know that when they get to school or if they're some other place, like they're able to put those strategies into place. And it's such a good feeling as a parent, because sometimes as parents, it's like we're pulling at straws. We may not always have the answers, right? And there are plenty of gurus and experts out there. There's lots of books that you can read. But what works for one person may not work for another person. What works for one child in your household might not work for the other child in your household. But when you decide to do something and you are consistent with it and you're really taking the time to vet it and to understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish and what the result is that you seek or desire with that, then you've got to stay consistent with it and just trust the process and trust the journey, because you never know what's going to happen on the other side. And you at least have an idea, right? You have faith that it's going to work. And even though it may not look as you planned it in the moment, for instance, when our kids are having a moment and they're unable to deal with their feelings and then they're having an explosion or they're being unkind with their words or whatever it might be. But our role as parents is to continue to educate them, teach them, provide them with the tools, the strategies, the resources so that they can grow into who they're meant to be. It really is an act of faith that we're undergoing as parents, because there's so many different outside influencers that are trying to grab hold of our kids' attention or their affections or whatever it might be. But we have to continue to be who our children need us to be for them. So I just wanted to leave that as an encouragement for those of you that are struggling with parenthood. It's not easy, but it's worth it. You know, I was reflecting earlier, a friend of ours has sent a message and I was asking about how their two children were doing. And she said that it was going well and that she enjoyed being a parent. And she had some things that she needed to get rid of because her kids are getting a little bit older and they're too big for that at this point in their lives. And it reminded me of when I was talking to my wife, and we have some things that we need to get rid of from our kids that we're just holding on to for whatever reason, because we're having to come to terms with the releasing, right? Because they're growing up and they're becoming their own person. And so like an act of letting go of those specific things is an act of letting go of our children, even though they're going to be with us for quite some time and we're always going to be their parents. there are always going to be things that we might worry about with them, or the advice that we want to give to them and the relationship that we're cultivating with them. But they really are a piece of us. And so if we can have the ability to show up for ourselves, then we can really show up for our kids and know that when we see certain things happening in them, it's just a small moment. It's an opportunity to create more relationship, to create understanding with them, and to really enter into their world. And so be encouraged. You might be struggling right now, but be encouraged. Keep showing up for your kids, because there are a lot of kids out there whose parents aren't showing up for them. But you're showing up for yours, and it might be difficult and challenging, but keep pressing into them. And I pray that the Most High gives you the tools and the resources and the strategies that you need so that your family operates according to the way that you need them to operate. And so again, I just wanted to take a moment just to share my reflection on how, even though things don't always seem like they're going well with our kids, and granted, we have good kids and we have high expectations for them, but there are times when they might miss the mark. But because we're consistently showing up and leading the way for them, we really are seeing the fruits of our labor. And I'm grateful for that. And so you've just been listening to The Father Heard. And I love that you guys take the time to press play each week. Love the fact that you share with others and do all those things that you might do that helps us to continue to make this podcast work, continue to bring content that's meaningful and valuable. And I just thank you once again. And so I'll see you on the next one. Y'all be easy.